Clark turned into the driveway, headlights bright in the darkness. Dev squinted against them, bringing a hand up to shield his eyes. Clark parked on the left side of his detached garage and exited the car in a blink, with a smile thrown Dev's way that made Dev feel like he was floating.
"Hey, was I expecting you? Because if so, I'll admit I forgot all about it. Which is odd, because I don't normally forget Dev-related things."
Ignoring how that statement caused Dev's palms to sweat despite the cool temperature, he said,
"Nah, I needed to get out of the house. Figured we could wait together for the email."
"Were you waiting long?" Clark asked as he crossed the driveway. He rested one foot on the bottom stair and leaned against the railing.
"Sorry, I went to dinner at my dad's after work."
Mondays were reserve days for Clark, and he still wore his typical work outfit. Hiking boots, jeans, t-shirt underneath a chambray shirt, and a windbreaker. His hair was loose, brushing his shoulders, though there were kinks in it from where it must have been tied back earlier in the day.
"Only a few minutes," Dev replied, tearing his gaze off all that hair.
"I brought a gift."
He held up the crisp.
"Apple coconut crisp with pecans, nutmeg, and extra cinnamon."
"Is that our entry into the contest?"
The porch light cast shadows over Clark's face, making him look menacing when he frowned.
"Wait, did you test bake today?"
Dev grunted in assent.
"But I wasn't there to document it."
"I took photos when I could. I'll send them to you so you can post them while we continue endlessly waiting for an email I'm not sure is actually coming."
Clark snorted a laugh. Dev again held up the crisp.
"In the meantime, got a fork?"
"I can do better than that."
In no time, Clark had a fire going in the stone fire pit in his backyard. Since he'd stored away his patio furniture already, he unearthed a couple of foldable camping chairs from his garage, and they sat side by side, sharing a thick throw Clark had taken from the back of the couch and passing the crisp back and forth. With their elbows brushing, the stroke of fingers when the dish was passed, and the crackle of sparks from the fire under a shower of stars, it was sweetly romantic. All that was missing was apple cider to go with the tableau.
"We're missing coffee," Clark said, as though he'd read Dev's mind.
He handed Dev the crisp and threw off the blanket.
"Be right back. Don't eat all of that while I'm gone."
"No promises."
Clark's answering laughter bounced across the yard and into Dev's belly. In less than 5 minutes, he was back, toting two steaming mugs of coffee.
"Here," he said, passing Dev a mug doctored just the way he liked it. "I made the Tanzanian pea berry."
Dev's favorite. He bit back a secret smile.
"God, I needed this," Clark said with a sigh as he retook his seat.
"My dad drinks this hickory crap that tastes like mud."
He paused for a second.
"Mud with diesel," he amended.
"How is your dad?"
Dev asked, passing him the crisp.
"I think he's dating Daisy."
That wasn't what Dev had been asking. He'd been curious about how he was holding up with the whole potentially losing the house thing, but he could run with this new direction.
"You think?"
"I saw them together at Tiny's recently, and they were very eyeball flirtatious. I asked Dad about it earlier, but he kept changing the topic."
Dev blew on his coffee.
"Well, maybe it's new and he's not ready to say anything yet."
"Maybe."
Clark placed his mug on the ground by his feet, then skewered a fork into the crisp and brought a big bite to his mouth. Dev squinted at him in the light of the fire, tried to gauge his thoughts. He loosely gripped his fork, his legs were kicked out in front of him, and he smacked his lips together as he transferred the crisp back to Dev. Not upset about his dad dating Daisy, then.